Welcome back. Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast is Tuesday, October 8th, 2019. Hopefully that made sense, the first hour. I'm trying to get back to the 5G discussion from yesterday that I started. But there is the pervasive issue of rampant militarism and, you know, the juxtaposition of Adam Smith's quote from The Wealth of Nations as cited in United States versus Miller 307 U.S. 174 back in 1939, as I mentioned in the first hour, that compared to what we see today, you know, and again, the sentiments of James Madison, Andrew Jackson's farewell address, and others. There is a clear distinction. And in The Wealth of Nations, I think Adam Smith did a good job of pointing that out. The distinction between the militia and the standing army. We don't even know what a militia is in America anymore. And now we have this industry, the telecom industry, and related technology industries just basically subsuming the whole earth and driving forward in military fashion. It's not really a surprise since they're all military contractors by and large, which sounds a lot like Patrick Porter's market security state. Maybe I'll grab that excerpt here in a minute. Patrick Porter's market security state. Anyway, we'll come back to that in a minute. For now, let's go to the phones and grab John in Tennessee. John, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Chris, I appreciate you letting me do as much as I do as far as talking. Hopefully, this is not nonsense. You know, Chris, I remember 75 or 1976 when they broke up Ma Bell because it had become a monopoly. Okay, so they broke it up. For those that may not have been alive, they broke up the phone companies. And then incrementally, they brought them back. AT&T, Bell South, I don't even remember the other ones, you know, but you had. Then the cell phones come around. Only the wealthy could afford a cell phone. And they looked like a World War II or a Korean War walkie-talkie. They were a foot and a half long, had a 2-foot antenna, and weighed 5 pounds. Slowly but surely, and they were very expensive, dollar a minute to use them. Slowly but surely, you get into, I don't even remember what they called it, just a cell phone with some kind of edge technology, first generation. And they had texting, 45 cents to read a text. Each text, 45 cents to send one. Only idiots or the wealthy could do that. My daughter gave me a $500 bill for texting. And we're to the point, Chris, where everyone has them. We can't live without them. I texted you last week. I went for a physical and couldn't get a physical unless I had a smartphone because they're operating on my dime. They're sending their questionnaire to my phone. I can't do it on paper because apparently no one there can read or file. So they've got to all have it with technology. And now we're to the point, especially after Aaron and Melissa's film, again, the minds of men and the manipulation of her mind and controlling a bull with the remote control, 40 years ago? Chris, are we carrying our control instruments where we're literally carrying our own remote control that can be accessed from anywhere in the world and cause people to do things that were unthinkable a couple years ago? People would not do the things they're doing now, but we're carrying this box. We're carrying this little, what Richie from Boston calls a black scrying mirror, what people my age might remember the CIA associated romper room teacher looking into the magic mirror. We've got the mirror in our pocket. We can ask it anything. Magic mirror in my pocket. We can ask it and it will answer. So we're to the point now where, Chris, I'm wondering if they don't need research anymore because they know it works. They're ready. And
well, and again, and almost, you know, you think of Larkin, Texas, reminding us that in the absence of certainty, probability will do, and the probability at this point is that it works in mass numbers.
It works to the point where the delusion, the strong delusion that the Bible speaks about, could very well be the people that are so immersed in the technology that have lost the ability to use their mind. They don't have any reason. They trust everything they hear on the box in the living room or the box. They've even got the boxes in the bathroom. They can't take a bath without watching the box. They can't go anywhere. You can't go visit someone that the whole household is on their cell phone.
Yep.
They're not talking to one another. We're losing the ability to read, to communicate, to do much of anything.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I mean, I'm to the point now, Chris, where at some point we're going to have to throw it away. We're going to have to put it down and just have enough is enough.
Yep.
Erin and Melissa put out a new video. I think she put it out this morning. I don't know if you've seen it or not, but it was talking about in the 1960s, psychiatrists and so-called wise men in the medical profession were talking about forcibly drugging or another way manipulating the minds of the leaders of the world, caused them to put away the thought of war. And they said by drugs or other means. Well, what other means? Maybe mind control? And it was not something that was a conspiracy theory back then. There were books written. It was pushed on mainstream media because of the so-called counterculture, which we all know, thanks to the book talking about Laurel Canyon, was all mind control and CIA manipulation of the people to create a false enemy, which was really their friend. And here we go. We wonder why people go to the White House with the best of intentions, and 2 weeks later, or at least after the inauguration, they come out and they play the same game.
Yeah.
Are they doping them? Are they vaccinated? Mr. President, we've got to do this for your own good. Madam Vice President, or you pick the satanic people that are involved in this government that have given, they've made the deal, Chris. I'm convinced there's... I don't know. It's a dark day today for me because yesterday in Nashville, Pence came to tour a Tyson plant. Well, for anyone that knows Nashville, the airport's on the east side of town. Tyson is on the north side of town. But he gets out, and he's in a motorcade 20 miles west of town between Nashville and Memphis when there's nothing of any value or any interest on the west side of Nashville except for right in the area that a friend of mine spotted the motorcade. There's an old World War II fallout shelter in the side of a mountain. I don't know if he was going there or not, but what in the world is he doing 20 miles, 30 miles from the airport, leaving town? And it's speculation, I'll give you that. But with what's going on in the news, is Washington even being occupied by the so-called mind controllers of this country?
Mm-hmm.
And what rang in my ears, Chris, is it going to sound really nuts to a lot of people, but Huckabee came to town in 08 after he dropped out of the presidential race, and he was filling in on local, quote, talk radio. And he made a comment that has stuck with me for 11 years, and it was this: Nashville should be the new capital of the United States of America. Am I seeing that unfold? I don't know, Chris, but it's one of those things that I can't get out of my mind right now. Are they moving the government? I don't know. Is it really going to fall apart here soon? I don't know. It doesn't feel good, Chris.
I agree with that. No doubt about that.
And the other stuff, I hope I'm wrong. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, John. Much appreciated, as
Take
always.
Care.
To sort of touch on your point, and again, just connect a couple of dots anecdotally, thinking of Brzezinski writing what he did in the 70s and all of these other sociologists, and speaking of Aaron and Melissa, before their documentary The Minds of Men was released, they had that that video back in May titled "Technology is Becoming Indistinguishable from Reality." Blurring of the lines. It's interesting. People are being led to believe that's a good thing, and they're becoming detached from reality. What's happening, and in a variety of ways that I don't even think people realize or care about, unfortunately. Lots of interesting stuff from Aaron and Melissa these days. The video that John's talking about, if they were saying this in 1971, Ellipsis. And speaking of guys like Brzezinski, times, lots of very sort of, esoteric leaning stuff lately from them. Have you ever heard of the Prometheus Project? Yes. Midsommar, initiation into the ancient religion of the future. What happens when you don't stay in the prescribed swim lane? What would you eat to save Earth? Where Eyes Wide Shut meets social credit scores. Videos like that. Society's witnessing yet another scapegoat ritual. It's getting, pretty crazy stuff. I want to get back to the 5G stuff. Before we do that, again, back to the phones. Fred in Iowa, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Yeah, I just want to ramble on here a little bit. I'm going to read Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 12. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness, of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Now I'm going to go back to Matthew chapter 10. But anyhow, this is when Jesus got these 12 disciples together and sent them out. And he said, these 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, go not into the way of the Gentiles, and into any city of the Samaritans, enter ye not, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Now, the lost house of Israel, that's the spiritual church today. And it depends on your worldview. And if you have a biblical Bible worldview, it is considerably different than an atheist or agnostic or evolutionist worldview. But I don't know, I'm Fred in Iowa, but I think more of myself as Fred, the watchman on the wall to warn people. And the people we should talk to first is the church. believers, but we're to take the word to the four corners of the earth, to everyone. And it said, when that is accomplished, when everybody has the choice through knowledge, accepted or not, when the word goes to the four corners of the earth, then the end will come. Now, I could say things from the Bible and from prophecy, and only one church teaches prophecy. I am not a prophet, but I can read the prophecy from the Bible, and prophecy is things explained and said of ahead of time before they happen. And if you are cognizant or aware of prophecy, you know where you are in the stream of time. And I could tell you about the Sunday law. And that would shake up so many people right now. But we have to be as wise as serpents, but gentle and faultless as doves. And any religion that uses coercion and violence is not a religion. It's a method of killing people if they don't subscribe to your beliefs. And when the state and the church go together, which they will, we will have a one world government, people. I know that's going to disturb everybody, and they'll go into the fetal position and be afraid and scared. But we have to be tested and prepared for the hard times, the end times. And I know, and I don't mean to say this to blow your ego up, but I have infinite respect for you. And I know and understand where you're coming from. And you're not perfect. You sure as hell aren't perfect.
Absolutely not.
But neither am I.
Mm-hmm.
But we strive, we try,
yep,
to live Christ's righteousness. And we can only do it through his help. And when we fall, and I fall every day, ask for forgiveness and ask for strength to overcome. Now, I've yapped on enough for today. Thank you, and keep on doing what you're doing. I once said to you, trust your judgment. But I know where your judgment comes from, Chris. You know, and so I say, trust your judgment. Goodbye, my friend.
Thank you, Fred. Much appreciated, as always. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When you were here before, you couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You flow like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special, but I'm a creep. I'm a weirdo. What the hell am I doing here? I don't. special. Yeah, I wish I was special.
Welcome back. So to punctuate Fred's remarks, I've been reading a little bit more of Oswald Chambers lately. I mentioned went through a period of a couple of years. I did that. But I think this is fitting. It's apropos. So from Oswald Chambers, The Love of God, The Making of a Christian, he wrote, "Both nations and individuals have tried Christianity and abandoned it because it has been found too difficult. But no man has ever gone through the crisis of deliberately making Jesus Lord and found him to be a failure." So that's interesting. I want to get back to this 5G stuff. And again, the tie-in is the militancy with which this technology has been being driven forward. I've mentioned, for example, the where is that? The rooftop press conference that is our situation, a new partner for Urbanova. There's Mayor David Condon in Spokane, Washington, holding a press conference on a rooftop to make a major announcement to the community. And what is one to imply from a rooftop press conference? We all are. No one's here to join us. Verizon's there, telecom is represented, the fascist public-private partnership is represented. So what are we to infer or deduce from that? So the segue, and we'll get back to 5G after this, speaking of the militarism and Patrick Porter's market security state, Soldiers Fighting Alone, The Wars of the Market Security State, back in 2015. I'll mention that. We'll get back to this subject right after this short break. Stick around. Be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, this check is wrong. I worked a holiday and 7 hours of overtime. Not getting paid correctly is a real pain. It could also hurt our boss if our company provides out-of-compliance checks. That's right. Construction companies doing business with the government can get fined, or officials of the companies can go to jail if the checks aren't right. It's a law. The Davis-Bacon Act has 30 compliance issues for every check, but there is an easy way for construction companies to be in compliance. EMARS offers Compliant Client, a web-based system that finds and corrects all 30 of the possible out-of-compliance check issues. Users of Compliant Client report an 80% savings in time and money. Running a weekly payroll usually takes about 5 minutes. All 15,000-plus clients of EMARS have never had a legal compliance issue. Plus, they sleep better on check day. Contact EMARS at emarsinc.com or call 480-595-0466.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It's the good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, 'cause you can't take the chance. So be honest with yourself, don't try to fake romance. It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartaches when you learn you must face them alone. Please remember, I still want you, and in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye.
Kiss that good life goodbye, baby. Oh, my goodness. Let's see. So, I want to play... Speaking of kissing the good life goodbye, before I mention Patrick Porter's, the excerpt from Patrick Porter's Soldiers Fighting Alone, The Wars of the Market Security State, back in 2015, I want to play a little clip from that video. The announcement almost a year ago today, in 10 days, no, 11 days from today, Friday, October 19, 2018, the announcement of this smart city initiative in Spokane. Spokane, did you know? Oh, you missed the memo, Spokane? Oh, sorry, that's too bad. Kind of like all around the world. It's happening this way. And Mayor David Condon, who has a, I believe, military intelligence, definitely military background, which is, you know, a fun coincidence. You see lots of CIA analysts running for public office and things like that these days. A growing number of them, it seems to me. And folks with military intel backgrounds running for public office. Isn't that fun? So anyway, Mayor David Condon made the initial announcement, again, from a rooftop, because, you know, that's not weird at all. Here is that from last year. Go ahead, please.
Well, good morning and welcome to The Roof. We're here today to announce a new partnership to help advance our efforts to explore technology that help to help improve the lives of our citizens and our city. That's at the heart of this Smart City initiative all across the nation and the world. But in Spokane, we call our Smart City initiative Urbanova. Urbanova includes a variety of partners from the private sector, higher education, like we're here today, the city, and many more. Our exploration and research are based right here in the University District. The University District brings together a wealth of educational opportunities from six institutions: Washington State University, Eastern Washington University, Gonzaga University, Whitworth University, the University of Washington, and the Community Colleges of Spokane. Collaboration really is at the heart of this important and growing part of our city. And Urbanova demands lots of collaboration. We chose this rooftop location for this announcement because
of collaboration. Collaboration is at the heart of the initiative and Urbanova, which means what? It's one of those ambiguous terms that really means nothing to the average, to the layperson, to the uninitiated. Urbanova demands lots of collaboration. But of whom or by whom? Smart Cities Collaboration. Spokane's Smart Cities Collaboration. Urbanova. And lots of other ambiguous companies like Verizon, Itron, Avista. You know, again, I've mentioned the article about Avista. Washington Water Power meant something. Avista just seems to mean trouble, in my opinion. A growing sense of trouble. So anyway, that was the announcement from the rooftop last October about the Spokane-based Smart Cities Initiative that's being rolled out, as Mayor David Condit pointed out, all around the world, across America and around the world. And this all reminds me, again, getting back to the contrast that I mentioned earlier today and, you know, hearkening back to yesterday's broadcast as a precursor to the 5G stuff. The technology is being rolled out with a militancy that is, I guess, couched in smart power. They're very thin, kid gloves on these iron fists. But make no mistake, there are iron fists beneath the initiative. So it reminds me of Patrick Porter's Market Security State. Soldiers fighting alone, the wars of the market security state. And he opened by observing, yeah, maybe the excerpt or the abstract first. The abstract: the rise of the Anglo-American market security state in the past few decades has created contradictions in how Britain and the United States conceive and conduct their armed conflicts abroad. For those who bear the brunt of the fighting, killing, and dying, the accentuated political distance between the front line and the civilian world produces a particular kind of alienation. Again, I would refer notably today to John Whitehead's article about John Lennon, published over at Activist Post, John Lennon versus the Deep State, One Man Against the Monster, and how Whitehead points out, peace remains out of reach. Activism and whistleblowers continue to be prosecuted for challenging the government's authority. Militarism is on the rise, with local police dressed like the military, all the while the government war machine continues to wreak havoc on innocent lives across the globe. Just recently, for example, U.S. military forces carried out drone strikes in Afghanistan that killed 30 pine nut farmers. Speaking of the kind of alienation that Patrick Porter refers to. So he wrote, Patrick Porter, creative measures are needed to help those who must navigate the transition between the war and the mall. And so he opened his piece by writing, there is a particular problem with how the United States and its allies exercise power, a problem rooted in forces deeper than the imperfections of any one president or government. This problem was pithily summarized by a widely circulated photograph of a written statement on a whiteboard in a forward operating base in Iraq Quote, America is not at war. The Marines are at war. America is at the mall. As it happens, this statement is, in some ways, is an inadequate summary of the ripples the war in Iraq generated. By the way, what involvement did Iraq have in, the AUMF, what does that, the Authorization for Use of Military Force, where do we find that in the Constitution? Oh, yeah, we don't. Continuing, Patrick Porter wrote, it ultimately stretched beyond the front line and affected the home society deeply. From the war's contribution to the debt deficit crisis, you know, more than $1 trillion in Afghanistan alone, by the way, that has swept the Euro-Atlantic world, to the unexpectedly large number of maimed and wounded personnel. Eh, I don't think that was unexpected, because who taught those guys how to make IEDs anyway? And it's a boon for Walter Reed Hospital and DARPA to, you know, experiment on folks. And in Stockholm Syndrome fashion, you know, have them become poster children for the Wounded Warrior Project and like efforts. The extent of whose care our societies are unprepared. Yeah. But not really if you're Walter Reed and DARPA. But the statement does summarize how a dysfunctional set of social relations shape the way the state exerts force in the world and begets a confusion about what it means to be, quote, at war. To borrow a phrase from Leon Trotsky, albeit used in a different context, no war, no peace. And again, I think immediately back to Norman Dodd's intimations about the changes that the Reese Committee, the changes that were being engineered and orchestrated in America at the turn of the 20th century that were brought to light by the Reese Committee. And it was an amazing effort. Just as a brief reminder, if memory serves, I believe the Reese Committee had about $300,000 to conduct their investigation, and to put that in proper perspective, juxtapose it properly, the Ford Foundation set aside $10 million to investigate the committee investigating the Ford Foundation and other nonprofit organizations. So that's, you know, that should tell us all we need to know about these organizations. You're not concerned about anything, but you've set $10 million aside in the early 50s to see what Congress wants to look into. What is that expression? Nothing to hide, nothing to fear, something like that. So the market security state, Patrick Porter wrote, by market security state, I do not mean the same thing as Philip Bobbitt's concept of the market state, a form of polity that seeks to harness private capital to maximize the opportunity of its citizens. Rather, I mean the marriage of two things, often thought as antithetical. These two things are, and again, think telecom, think high tech, you know, Google, Amazon. What's that contract, $600 million, Amazon, you know, the CIA, that's the one you know about anyway. What I've talked about, Larry Ellison talking about, you know, chip level encryption back in 2015. By the way, Oracle's first customer was the CIA, and, you know, all the way back to all of it. I mean, through the Talpiot program and Unit 8200 and Israeli spying, Carl Cameron's four-part series at Fox, you know, and all of those things. All of them. Think of those things. So Patrick Porter writes, by the market security state, I mean the marriage of two things often thought of as antithetical. That these two things are an ever more intrusive statism with ever more monopolistic market capitalism. And I think, to make the distinction in Paul's defense, Paul in New Jersey, I think this is what he means when he's talking about capitalism. But it's not truly capitalism, which is, some people will infer as a defense. I'm defending capitalism. I'm not doing that. I'm just making a distinction. Let's define terms so that we can properly navigate the landscape, and we're not walking through a minefield with not realizing it's a minefield, or with no awareness of where the mines are. Let's define terms. That's all. So these two things are an ever more intrusive statism. Do we see that in America? And the marriage of these two things. Do we see a marriage of these two things? An ever more intrusive statism with ever more monopolistic market capitalism, intended to ensure capital's profitability. And I forget exactly how I phrased it yesterday, but that's what the agencies become. They are monopoly insuring institutions. I said that yesterday. I don't remember exactly how I phrased it, but that's part of how you maintain hegemony. You create a high barrier of entry for those who are not part of the monopoly. And then once you're in, once you have that, you've cleared that barrier of entry, and sometimes you create it after the fact. You're in, now you create a high barrier of entry. Then, of course, you create the system that most of the agencies have, like the FDA, for example, where you can fast-track things. Once you have something cleared through the FDA, now you just rebrand it and fast-track it through again because you've already gone through that regulatory process. So you're ensuring monopoly and hegemony of monopoly. So by market security state, I mean the marriage of two things often thought as antithetical. These two things are an ever more intrusive statism with ever more monopolistic market capitalism intended to ensure capital's profitability. Does that sound like what's happening with the smart city initiative, the 5G rollout? An ever more intrusive statism. You know, we're going to have these sensors everywhere now, input-output devices. That's why we got to go to IPv6, because IPv4 does not provide enough addresses for the Internet of Things. So an ever more intrusive statism with an ever more monopolistic market capitalism intended to ensure capital's profitability. We can't take steps backwards. Absolutely not. Again, that little excerpt from the article about Dr. Henry Lai, UW scientist Henry Lai makes waves in the cell phone industry. Thus was launched an epic battle over research and truth. If Lai and Singh were correct about the potential impact on brain cells from radio frequency radiation, there could be billions of dollars on the line for the cell phone industry and potential liability, leading to significant design changes and lost market expansion. At what point do we stop pretending that there's any guessing going on? So many people have written about what's happening in America from different standpoints and perspectives, but it seems pretty clear. What's happening is that we are being herded in a direction that is not in your best interest or my best interest. Seems pretty clear. And it seems pretty clear that Patrick Porter was accurate. The marriage of two things often thought as antithetical, an ever more intrusive statism and an ever more monopolistic market capitalism intended to ensure capital's profitability. That seems to be the direction of momentum in America these days. And that is not good, to say the least. So he wrote, since Ronald Reagan and Margaret Thatcher spearheaded an Atlantic liberal revolution from the 1980s, an unintended net effect of this emerging market security state is to erode and hollow out civil society, or what Edmund Burke called the little plantoons of voluntary association, family, local, and collective local life. Finish that thought and we'll move on when we come back. Stick around. More right after this break.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back. Final segment of the second hour. This is what I saw driving around yesterday when I see these signs. You know, we will never forget. People, you know, the opportunism isn't even working. Edward Bernays, you know, harnessing of Sigmund Freud, Uncle Sigmund Freud's latent desires, and Alvin Toffler's prosumer are essentially exhausted and exasperated. You can see it running around. At least I can see it. So, punctuate this. And where is all of this heading? You can feel the validity of Patrick Porter's sentiments, I think, just driving around. So continuing, he wrote, since Ronald Reagan and Margaret Thatcher spearheaded an Atlantic liberal revolution from the 1980s, an unintended net effect of this emerging market security state is to erode and hollow out civil society. were what Edmund Burke called the little plantoons of voluntary association, family, local, and collective local life. Do we have those? Have they been hollowed out? Paradoxically, though the architects of this revolution advocate limited government, remember, Peter Thiel, Bilderberg Steering Committee member, is a libertarian at heart. Paradoxically, though the architects of this revolution advocate limited government, the act of unleashing a pure marketplace requires order and good liberal subjects. And this demands even stronger enforcement of the rules of property, the rule of law, and free trade, thus creating a state with strengthened security apparatus and powers of coercion and surveillance. That the size of the state actually grew under Thatcher and Reagan was no accident. The guy who said, government is the problem, right? But a defining feature of neoliberalism. It is not an accident, but a defining feature of neoliberalism and neoconservatism, we might as well add. The unleashing of capital and the acceleration of market exchange with the support of the state offers cheaper products, assists the fight against crime, helps drive innovation, but it has its costs. It leaves people increasingly lonely and disconnected. Does any of this resonate from real relationships of quality? Despite the vaunted interconnectedness wrought by globalizing technologies, it uproots people in search of work. It loosens neighborhood bonds and sees families increasingly broken up. It drives a decline in collective association with falling membership of trade unions, political parties, churches, or community groups. There are efforts at forging an intermediate civil society, but such efforts struggle against a trend toward the domination of big business and the big state. I'll conclude that thought when we come back, and we'll get to this 5G stuff. Stick around, third hour coming up right after the short break.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.